Stefan Everts, Liam's second overall GP win, and especially the way he did it there in the last lap. You must be very proud.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm very happy. You know, he won his GP in Tuchental, and yeah, I mean, some people had their opinion about it. How today, yeah, we saw a good race from Liam in the first moto, but it was not, you know, 100% like I wanted to see it, because he was at one point in a good position to attack, and then he made this last crash at the end. It was a bit of pity, because yeah, it was still 1 hour lap to go, and in the sand, you know, a lot of things can change quick. But anyhow, second moto, he took the whole shot, and yeah, he was leading. Lucas was all weekend really fast and took over the lead, but yeah, Liam stayed focused and kept pushing. And at one point it came close with Diago, but then he dropped away a bit, and then towards the end he came back. I saw that Liam was having a difficult time in the last laps, but he held on, and I didn't
see him back.
Yeah, finally he passed him, but I didn't see it because I was coming from the backside towards the direction of the podium, and I didn't see what happened. And then people told me Diago passed him, but then Liam passed him back. It was a quite exciting last half a lap, so I'm happy that he pushed through and he showed his teeth, and I finally took the overall win.
And when you look back at your career, do you remember your first and second GP wins, and how emotional it is and how much hard work it is? And you can probably help Liam deal with it.
Well, you know, we tried to help him as much as possible, but at the end he's on the bike and a lot of things are happening then. And I think this year has been a very big change for everybody inside the family, also for Liam. He came in the factory team and he started to go his own way, and he have some good people around him, and it was time for me to take a step back and let it go. And you know, it was not so easy, but at the end it started to pay off, and we start to see again some progresses in a lot of ways. But of course there are still many to do. And we take it GP by GP.
And I think it's important to have a Dutch GP on the calendar, obviously a new track in Arnhem. What was your thoughts on the track here? It got deeper and probably rougher than a lot of people expected.
Yeah, I mean, the track is what it is, and when you have a sand race, it's always going to be tough and hard and bumpy, physically hard, and we had a hot day today. Overall, you know, the paddock was a bit small, and you know, the overview for the track for the people was maybe not 100% there, but at the end, I think it's important to have a Dutch GP, that's for sure, you know. I think a lot of things can be improved here towards the future.
And when you look at your day when you were a GP rider compared to now, a lot of people say, oh, the tracks are way rougher back when you were racing, but they still get pretty rough these days, and I think nowadays there's a lot of versatility as well. I mean, we've seen Sweden last week, and then you come here, it's completely different.
Yeah, of course the tracks has changed, you know, how they prepared them, and you know, in our time the tracks were longer, were not so wide, we had more riders on the track. Okay, there's a lot of other classes out there. Anyhow, the maintenance is at some points also difficult, because there's not a lot of time between.
Especially on a Saturday.
Sunday there's a bit more time. But at the end, you know, the track was rough and tough. So was it an hour time more rougher? I'm not so convinced about it. You know, a track is rough, and the rider needs to be prepared for that.
And have you been watching the AMA Championship this season?
Oh yeah, I've been watching it, you know. Jet and Hunter has been doing really good. I'm happy to see them come through there and you know, be really good what they do. And you know, I saw in the past that these two kids have great talents, and that they would one day achieve the top, and I'm happy to see them do so well there.
Obviously Jet's amazing and he rides with a very nice style, but I kind of laugh sometimes, because you wrote a similar style, but they seem to forget that in America, that you maybe started this generation standing up in the pegs.
Yeah, maybe I was some influence for some riders, you know, not all of the young kids remember me riding the way I rode, but I think, you know, Jet and Hunter, they knew a little bit more of my background.
And
because,
also they worked with Harry and yourself.
Yeah, and we worked a bit together, and also with my dad and stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, they are both talented riders. It's like Jorge Prado, you know, it's not much to teach them, you know. It's about details and certain things, and the rest, they know how to do it. So, you know, and that's what we have seen. And with some help here and there, can make a big influence.
And last question, obviously, Lucas Koonen is a big talent as well. Him and Liam, and then you've got Jago. The future is actually looking good for Belgians after a few difficult years, let's say.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I think we will have the next 10 years can be very interesting for the Belgian motocross scene with those kids, you know. And first we're going to go to this year the Nations. I hope that we can go with this, with that team, that they can all stay healthy now. And we will have a strong team to go to race for the podium. And that would be, of course, really, really nice to see again a Belgian team there. But no, it looks good. You know, Lucas has been, he has been surprising, I think, the whole paddock and the whole world, what he have been showing this year. And he's very, very fast at a really short period. And yeah, he's impressive.
Jeremy, sure, I think you'll sleep well tonight. The end of that second moto, you and Glenn were pushing very, very hard. You managed to hold them off, so you must be happy to get the podium.
Of course. If I would have lost that podium today, I wouldn't be talking to you now. I would sit somewhere in a corner crying. I mean, I lost the podium already 3 times this year, also against Glenn and stuff. So, yeah, super happy, you know. Especially, I think I deserve it a lot, as in the first moto, I just missed out even on a win, finishing third and stuff. So, no, good stuff. I mean, sure, a shame for Glenn at his home GP to not be on the box, but that's racing, you know.
And what was it like with him behind you? The crowd were going pretty mad there the last 3 or 4 laps. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I always also saw my pit board and I knew +2. Then I knew I made 2 or 3 small mistakes. And with Leppers also, I was quite unlucky with Leppers. He was there in the last lap and we had to go all in. But I made it happen, and that's what is counting, you know. So, yeah, super happy with that.
And just on your season, how would you reflect on it? Maybe a slow start, but I think now you're maybe in the best spot you've been after winning last weekend and backing that up with a podium. A podium in MXGP isn't exactly easy, so...
No, especially now. Most of the guys are back, you know.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is there wanting those first 2, 3, 4 spots, you know. So... Sure, I'm in a good shape now. I was in the same kind of shape in the beginning of the year, but the crash in Argentina was a big setback and took me a while to get going again. Also what happened in Switzerland, hitting my head and stuff. But yeah, I'm back there and I know I can also do it all the season if things go my way, you know.
And it seems very intense at the front because, like you said, everyone's back and a mistake can cost you, like we've seen with that first moto. So as well as showing good speed, it's important to be consistent, I think, as well as getting good starts. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, you have to be very consistent. You see every moto, I mean... Me, Jorge and Romain are, I think, a little better than anyone at the moment. You see, we share the podium a lot, you know. I think every time this year I've been on the podium, they have been with me. But that doesn't mean we are that much better than the others because, like we said, it's tough. I mean, Jeffrey was coming back, okay, unfortunately injured himself. But Tim is coming back, Maxime slowly, Glenn is also not far off, so... Yeah, it's MXGP, it's the consistency is key, especially starts, first few laps, no mistakes, like, it's tough out there, you know, it's really tough racing. From lap one till the last lap, it's kind of 100%, you have no time to recover, you know.
And a new track on the MXGP calendar, what was it like? I mean, it was really, really rough, but it was quite different from like a Lommel or a Lierop, because you still had to attack it out there, even though it was so rough. So I think that made it good racing, but maybe not so good for you guys.
Well, honestly, the track has a bit 2 sides. It's somehow, it was super exciting racing, you know, like for you guys to watch,
yeah.
I think, awesome
well,
races
the
all day.
Wasn't so good, but...
Yeah, I think you couldn't see much of the track, but the racing itself
was
pretty cool. For riding, you know, it was quite technical and tricky and stuff, but also sketchy because it's such a fast kind of sand track. For some reason, the layout and all is super fast and a little bit one line, but still, luckily it's sand and it's about physical condition, who wins in the end, so... You can still make the difference, and you can pass here, even though it's pretty much one lined. But I think it's a track worth having an MXGP, And
I think it's important to come to the Netherlands as well.
Yeah, of course, you could see the fans. I mean, incredible. So busy today, the Dutch fans, special fans, but they love it, you know, so that's what we need in our sport.
And three rounds to go. Any specific plans during the three rounds? And what track are you looking forward to the most out of the last three?
Honestly, the last two are my favorite tracks. I mean, Turkey is hard pack. I'm good on that stuff too. Last year, I was almost winning as well. And then the last two, I'm like, wow, that's going to be my tracks. You know, I love that hard pack, old school, up and downhill jumps. That's what I love. So I'm really looking forward to those kind of tracks, you know.
And Motocross the Nations, are you looking forward to it, representing Switzerland and taking on the AMA guys? Obviously, Jet's getting a lot of hype this season, and rightly so, but I think maybe people forget how quick you guys are going too. And of course, you'll get to see your buddy Hunter there as well.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I'm looking forward to that, to spend some time with Hunter, and even beside racing and also racing. But yeah, the Nation is always something special. Sure, I will line up for Team Switzerland. I'm looking forward to that also. I mean, the French crowd is always one of the best. It's going to be another level, I think. Crazy stuff. And yeah, Chet has a big hype, but let's see what he brings, what he can do in Europe, because you cannot forget that things are different over here, you know. I mean, we went to the US last year and they had a bit of an advantage with bike setup. Okay, in the end, anyways, it was a model, so that never really matters then, but this year they come to our tracks and let's see what they can do. But sure, Chet, I mean, you can definitely see the level he's at now. He can be fast everywhere. It's going to be tricky to beat him, but I'm looking forward to race him, you know.
Jorge Prado, you said there you didn't have the best feeling this weekend, but you win the championships on your bad weekends and to still get a podium. You must be pretty satisfied with that.
Yeah, I mean, I had a tough weekend physically, didn't feel very good all weekend long. Saturday was even worse, but today I could, you know, just make it happen and win Moto 1 and just consistent Moto 2. So, no, I'm happy about it. But yeah, it's tough when you're not 100% and you need to race a GP in these kind of conditions. It's not easy.
When you say you weren't 100%, what was that down to? Just physically or with the heat or what? Anything specific?
I physically wasn't 100%. I was a bit sick this week, and coming to the weekend, I didn't feel very good. So, yeah, that's what I meant.
And just on the track, different kind of soundtrack. Did you enjoy it? Obviously, first time racing a GP here. Would you keep it on the calendar for next year?
Yeah, I think it's a nice track to race. Very deep holes, and it was very bumpy, but it was a nice track. I liked it.
And obviously you've got a really big points lead in the MXGP World Championship. You have for a while. How does it feel to have such a big points lead? Do you try and not think about it? But it's still a bit of pressure there, because you know yourself it's not over until the fat lady sings.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, we are doing very good. Every weekend I'm winning at least a moto, so that's that. You can see the consistency, you know, it's there. And like last weekend, I felt so good in Sweden, being clearly the fastest. And it was a pity Moto 2, I just couldn't make passes to it from, but I was feeling super good. And I have a good level at the moment, but I mean, the season is so long, it takes some energy. And, you know, I have 90 plus points in the lead because of something, you know. So all the races in the beginning of the season where I was, you know, hammering and winning, it takes energy. It takes energy, and now you can, you know, my body starts to feel that, getting, it's heavier getting into the GPs.
And with such a big points lead, at times you're riding risk-free, not taking that much risk, or would you say you're still going 100%?
I think I've been going 100% just in a couple of occasions this year. Not many. Even I would say laps, not a full moto.
It must be a nice feeling that you don't have to go on your still.
Yeah, but
doing well.
It's not also. I don't want to make any mistakes. You know, I don't want to go on the ground. I don't want to make stupid mistakes, and that's why I don't want to put myself to the limit. And it's working.
And are you looking forward to the Motocross the Nations? Obviously, Jet Lawrence gets a lot of hype, rightly so, but I think sometimes people forget how fast the front guys are in MXGP. So are you looking forward to taking him on and the rest of the riders?
I mean, my goal is to win the World Championship. Nations is just a race to enjoy with the team, and I'm looking forward to race him like the rest of the field. You know, I know he's doing good there, but the level we have in MXGP, it's incredible, and it's not only the level, you know, it's just the tracks we race.
Very, very
so
tough.
Rough. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. When tracks are a bit more flat, you know, riders like, for example, myself that are not so big, you can still battle, but like tracks like today, you gotta be really on your 100% to be in winning, you know?
And just on Spain, I mean, growing up, it was pretty much only Jonathan Bargan. Now there's you, there's Ruben. Aurel Olivier is doing well, so that's a pretty competitive team.
Yeah, I mean, you mean for nations?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just Spain in general, it's good for the sport.
Yeah, I mean, I think being right now in the position I am, first, and if everything goes well, if I can bring the title home, it would be great for Spain and great for the future of the Spanish riders as well to come out and race MXGP. I mean, looking forward for the nations. We have a strong team, I think, and let's enjoy the experience.
Maxime Renaud.
Oh.
Serious pressure.
Yeah, fuck.
Only back for a few GPs. Not exactly an easy track. Just coming back, but overall, I think your speed was pretty good. So you can happy with that. Just a shame about the mistake there in the second motor.
Yeah, it was a tough GP. Obviously, the track was really rough and not easy for a comeback. But yeah, I could manage to ride some quite okay pace, and especially on the second motor, I found some settings and I could get back to a good rhythm. But yeah, some small crash on both motos, so this obviously didn't help. But yeah, it's a building time, so going better and better, and it will only go better. So step by step, and need to take my time.
And what is it like coming back to MXGP? Obviously, these guys have been racing the whole season. You had a pretty big injury, came back pretty early. But so what's it like jumping straight back in again?
Yeah, obviously I decided to come back fast, and it was much faster than what the doctor told me actually. But yeah, I just come back to get some race pace, you know, race feeling. So it's the goal, you know. I don't want to put pressure on myself, and I want to just race. And yeah, we could see already in Sweden that we can get some podium of motos, and before the end of the season we will be able to reach hopefully some podium of GPs. So yeah, we'll work for that.
And how did you find the track? New track on the calendar. Obviously, you've always quite liked sand. So did you enjoy it? It was, although just coming back, maybe pretty tricky. It was very, very rough.
Yeah, it was, well, was tricky, big bumps and just like a sand track, you know, and some hard edges. So yeah, it was really tricky.
And rest of the season, have you got any goals you'd like to achieve before the season's done?
Yeah, sure. I would like to be part, obviously, of a motocross nation team, you know, and do a good race there for my country. And by then, get back to my winning shape. So that would be the goal.
And obviously, people forget, but you actually won your class at Red Bull last year at Motocross Nations. Good memory from there. And I'm sure you'll be looking to do the same this year, but you'll be racing against Jet Lawrence, who gets a lot of hype, but, or and rightly so, but I think sometimes people forget the speed you guys go on MXGP as well.
Yeah, I think we have a good shot, you know, to make it work, so we'll see. We'll just see how it goes, and it will be interesting racing.
My English is not perfect, but...
Daniela, here in Arnhem, in the Netherlands, very deep, hard, or very deep, tough track, but... Very, very good weekend for you. You must be happy.
Yeah, I'm really happy because in Spain we don't have sand, so I think I do a good race. Here I do two, so yeah, I'm really happy. And now we think to Turkey to do the best there, and maybe we can win the championships.
You're still very, very young, and you're already very good in these conditions. Why is that? Have you practiced in these conditions since you were very young?
No, I think it's because I like it so much, the sun, and yeah, maybe in Spain we don't have sun, but I come here to train a little bit in Loma, so yeah, I feel good and I do my best in the race.
And it was the first time for this track to have a GP. What did you think of it? Good conditions? Hopefully come back next year?
Yeah, it was hard, bumps, you know. And rubs in the jumps, but yeah, I feel good. Track technical, you know, but yeah, I like it so much.
And WMX, very, very fast. I think this year, yourself and Lottie and Proven, I think it's good for the championship and good for the sport.
Yeah, I think it's good the young come and go faster. And yeah, I think it's good for a championship and for the girls also.
And goals for the future?
What?
What are your expectations for the future to become champion?
We are here for win, so yeah, I go to the championship to win, but it's difficult, but we'll see.
And just on Spanish motocross, whenever I was growing up and you were growing up, only really Jonathan Barragán. Now there's Jorge Prado, there's Ruben Fernandez, there's yourself. It's very good for the sport in Spain.
Yeah, I think the boys are Ruben, Jorge in the front and me also. So yeah, for the motocross Spanish, it's good. And also the people like more motocross. So yeah, I feel it's good.
Kyle Koshmakers here at your home GP. Obviously, I'm sure you always want to win at home, but after the start crash in the first moto and the little tip over and second or third lap, you probably would have snatched somebody's hand off for a podium after that. So, all in all, a positive weekend, I think.
Yeah, of course, the podium is not too bad, but yesterday a bad start, and I crashed twice in the first lap, two times by another rider, and. I need to work my way through the back, and I came from, I think, almost last to sixth, and then one guy got a five place penalty, so I was fifth. So yeah, it was not too bad, and today much better start, I don't know, didn't find the flow like yesterday. Some place where like really flat, and I like it more bumpy too. For sure, and I fight the whole moto with Bonacorsi. I made a small mistake with two back markers. I chose the wrong line, so Bonacorsi passed me. A little bit mixed feeling, but I know yesterday my speed was one of the best, and we can be. I think happy with the podium.
And just on the first moto, what was it like coming through the pack? EMX 250 is known to be chaos, riders kind of going everywhere, and it was very rough yesterday as well. So how did you manage coming through the pack?
Just to look much as to the front as I can, and try to ride smooth, and don't go too crazy, but still I need to push like really hard because I want to go up to the front. But I think I did pretty good with passing, and
And in the second moto, you had quite a lot of pressure from behind from Bonacorsi. What was that like? He was putting you under a lot of pressure. Did you know he was there the full time, or were you able to just keep focus on what you were doing?
No, I knew he was there because you can hear the Yamaha bike, and I just keep focused and try my to do my own thing, and I switch sometimes from lines, to find maybe a better line. But what I already say, I didn't find the flow like yesterday. But it is what it is.
And Arnhem, you've obviously raced here before in the Netherlands, but obviously the first time having a world championship. How did you think the track developed? I wasn't expecting it to get quite that deep. Were you expecting that, and did you enjoy the track?
No, I didn't expect it that it was so deep like this, but. I think Arnhem and MXGP did a really good job. I like the track really good. Good job to them for making the track like this, and I hope it will be for next year as well here.
Yeah, exactly, because I think it's very important to have a Dutch GP, and especially for Dutch riders like yourselves. What was the crowd like out there as well, the atmosphere? And obviously, hopefully, this can stay on the calendar moving forward.
Yeah, it was nice to ride in my first home GP. I think so. It was pretty nice, and I hope it's stay on the calendar and see all the people and all the fans next year again here.
And just going back to last year, obviously you were a rookie in the MX2 World Championship after making the move up from the 125. A big step, I would say, but actually on the whole you had a really good positive rookie season last year, so you must have been happy with how that season went, and it was just unfortunate with how things happened with the team that you couldn't stay there.
I think we had a pretty good season for first year on the 250, straight into the MX2, so it was pretty good. Unfortunately something happened with the team, so I fall back to the MX250, but all by all I'm really happy here in the team, and I think we do quite
okay. So hopefully we get a ride for next year in MX2 bike.
Yeah, and just on next year, obviously, it would be, I think you're at the right time now. You can go to MX2 and get even better results than last year. Maybe being a consistent top 10 guy and close to top 5 on a good day.
Yeah.
Is that the goal, to be an MX2 next year?
Yeah, of course, the goal is MX2 next year. So already what I say, I hope we can find something and have a full season next year in MX2.
Federico Tuani here in the Netherlands, Dutch Hand. Overall, two very, very good motos. You must be happy with your weekend and your speed in the deep sand.
Yeah, of course. You know, we came from Italy, so it's not our usual tracks, but yeah, I really love the sand. I've been here 2 months in the riding in Lommel and stuff, so yeah, I'm super happy with it. My best finish in the EMX, so yeah, I'm really happy. Track was really rough, sketchy yesterday also, so I managed to take two good start, and then I passed a few riders, then I back to 6 for 5 and 7 overall. Yeah, I'm really happy also with the speed, and I had a great battle with the guys up front, and yeah, quite happy with it.
Yeah, and obviously starts are important. You're not a typically great starter, but getting two good starts helps. And how did it feel running in the top 10 and battling some really good guys? Osterhagen there in the second one, you had a good battle. He's a talented kid, so it must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, of course, you know, when you start in front, then you ride already since the first lap with the top guys, and you keep the speed and then you carry during the moto, so it's super, you know, and it's really important also because you stay out of the crashes with other riders, many troubles, you know, so, and then it's really important to keep the speed and also improve, you know. You see the best guys riding the sand, like also Bonaccorsi, Stragan, and stuff like this, so you watch, you look, and then you try also to battle with them. So no, it's really important to start in front in every race, but especially in this kind of races, because also you don't get so dirty, you know, you just ride your rhythm and with the guys. And yeah, I think it's the start now with the level is really high, and you need to be up front every race.
And obviously when you were with Fantic, you were more racing the two-stroke championship more, but since you've moved to SM Action, you've been fully focused in the EMX 250 championship. Is it good to be able to fully focus in that series? And I think that's maybe why you're improving such a lot this year, because you had last year to build on and you've been able to get even better.
Yeah, of course, you know, when I was with Fantic, we focused on other stuff. We took the EMX 250 just to make experience, because I was still young. But now our focus is full on the European Championship. Last year was really tough with it. I changed completely my life, because I changed the team, the bike, the trainer, everything in my usual life, you know. But this year I was used to it, because we changed only the bike, but the brand was the same, you know, so KTM and GasGas is the same family. I feel straight away comfortable on the new bike, and we did a really strong and good work, hard work pay off. I see now, but yeah, I'm really happy how the European Championship this goes, and also in some wild cards in the MX2 I did, and to gain experience for next year. But I'm really happy how it goes.
And even since last year, you've improved quite a lot. What would you put that down to?
Yeah, you know, it's just I've been always one guy that work hard. You know, it's not that the last year I was working less or stuff like this. Sometimes you need also to work in your mental side, you know. It's really important, because sometimes you're ready, your body's ready, you're fit, but the head is the most important muscle in the body. So you need also work on this side. And don't put your pressure on it, because you just go do your work and do the best you can do, you know. So this is really important also for one season that is really long, like those years, you know. You start in January and you finish in October, and it's not easy to keep the momentum every race.
And growing up, is there anyone that you looked up to when you were growing up? Obviously being Italian, Antonio Crowley, what a legend. Is he somebody you looked up to?
Yeah, of course, you know, when I was a kid I was watching videos every day of him, every hour. I was looking also always at him, and it's such a shame that he stopped riding,
especially last week.
Yeah, exactly, you know. I saw him battle, and I was watching, and
you know, he's still fast, and he's such not so good at the stop, because, you know, it was something that make you, okay, I go to look the races because Cairoli is there, you know, and for sure it's something good on it. But yeah, he's still in the paddock, he's making some good work with the guys. Also, we see now with Andrea Dam, who's leading the championship. So for sure, our work pay off. And yeah, he's one guy that always look up, and I will, even if it's not racing, he's one guy that you should look at him. You know, he's one legend, really.
And even though he did retire, I think Italy, the future looks in good hands. EMX 65 and EMX 85, full of Italians. So it looks good for your country in the future.
Yeah, I'm super happy also for it, for the kids, you know, they are growing really, really good. We had two European championships, so it's really good for the Italian, for the country, for the sport, because in Italy motocross is not one popular sport, but still it's really good, you know. And now with Andrea leading the world championship, Andrea Bonaccorsi leading European championship, also Ferruccio Zanchi, everyone tried to do the best, even if sometimes really hard, but yeah, everyone tried the best, families, team. Yeah, it's so nice to have two European championships this year.
And last question, just on next year, any plans? Would you like to make the step up to MX2, or would you be happy enough racing the MX250 for one more year, possibly?
No, for the age rule, I cannot race the MX anymore. Okay. So okay. I have to step up. That's also my goal, you know, after 2 years in the European Championship, my goal to go MX2. Yeah, at the moment we are, you know, talking with teams and stuff like this, but I don't have any plans sure in my mind, and for sure I will make an update.
Lotte van Drunen, I think this is your first World Championship in your home country. Couldn't have went any better. You must be really, really happy with how your weekend went.
Yeah, of course I'm happy. Yesterday I was fastest all day, and I was able to win with a really bad start, and then today to get the whole shot and to win in front of my home crowd with a 40-second lead, that's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, to win my first overall makes it even more special. And I will never forget this one.
And how did it feel racing in front of your home fans? Obviously, you've raced at home quite a lot, but never the World Championship, and maybe a few times in EMX, but it's not quite the same because you're battling with the guys. To be at the front, in front of your home crowd, must have felt great.
Yeah, it felt amazing, especially the last lap. I slowed down a little bit, and I just really enjoyed the last lap, so I could see a bit of the crowd, and yeah, they were absolutely amazing.
And just on the track, obviously the first time here for a World Championship event, you enjoy the track? I think it was deeper than probably a lot of people expected.
Yeah, well, I used to train here a lot because it's my favorite track of the Netherlands. They ripped it pretty deep and changed the layout maybe a little bit, but yeah, I really enjoyed it, and yeah, I really like the sand, so yeah, I was really able to enjoy the riding.
And I mean, what you done there, especially in the second moto, was quite special. If you were looking at the lap times, it was 5, 6, 7 seconds a lap quicker than anyone else. That just shows how quick you are in these conditions.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'm really good in the sand, and yeah, I've trained a lot the last 3 months, and I already saw last week with training that I was a lot faster. I just had to make it happen, you know, on the weekend, and well, today I did. So yeah, it was an amazing feeling to see how much the lead got bigger for me every lap.
And I mean, in the second moto when you were dominating, how hard were you pushing? I mean, you probably could have even went faster maybe? Or?
Well, the last few laps when I saw how big the gap was, I slowed down a little bit because I didn't want to crash. But yeah, I probably could have done a little faster some laps, but for today it was a great day.
And in your rookie season in WMX, you've had the red plate, you've won an overall. I think you can be pretty content with how your first season has went.
Yeah, absolutely. My goal was to finish at the end of the year in the top five. So to have 3 race wins already, and yeah, I had the red plate and a lot of first places in time practice. That makes it really special for me and absolutely unbelievable.
And I think the next step is just maybe improve a little bit in the hard pack, but that should come with the strength. So hopefully naturally that'll happen. And is that the goal for the winter, to go and ride a lot of hard pack?
Yeah, well, I used to ride like to go to Spain or France in the winter, but this year I'm just gonna ride even more days than I used to. So even on the hard tracks and.
yeah, then I hope to improve a lot for next year that I'll maybe be undefeated.
And are you still going to school?
Yes, I go to school 5 days a week, but when I have to go training, I skip a day.
And how many more years have you got left of school?
2 years.
2 years, so two more years of school, you'll be at this full time, so the growth could be pretty special if you're already this good.
Yeah, well, the more time I get for training, the more, the better I'll get.
Yeah, and obviously it's a private setup. What's it like having a private setup? Is it quite tricky? You know, you have a lot of miles to drive. Maybe it could be better maybe with a team.
Yeah, well, of course, it's a really expensive sport, so it costs a lot of money. But yeah, like a day like today, when I get my first win, to do that with just my family, that's, of course, yeah, just unbelievable.
And plans for next year, have you got any yet? Maybe the same setup or still up in the air?
Well, we don't know yet. I'll definitely be riding WMX, but yeah, we'll see.
Alberto, maybe not the best starts, but the speed was very, very good. You made a lot of passes. You must be happy with your weekend.
Yeah, actually, I'm happy with my weekend. For sure, start was not the best, but like we are really working on it. But we try to find different solution, but it's really tough. And yes, the speed was actually really good, really, really good. So I was thinking like with a better start, could be possible to do a really, really big race, but actually was a good one. And now let's focus on Turkey.
And there was actually in the second moto, there was a lap you'd done a 1:51 and you were the fastest man on the track. So I think that just shows that you can run at the front. But as we know in MXGP, the level's very high, so starts are important, but something that you don't seem to get.
Yeah, actually the starts now are really important. We really work on it, and I will get there, you can tell for sure. And yeah, the speed now is really good. Also, mid-moto when I get many passes, then I was like catching the first guy, so it was really fast. And also keep doing like one purple sector in the end and also some laps. So it was good. Just keep working like this and let's go for that podium in those final three races.
And you're obviously on a private team, not a factory bike. What's it like battling with the factory guys every week? It must be pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's really, really, really difficult, especially for the starts, as we said. And in a track like this, it's really difficult. All those 180 corner, like you start from zero and then I'm also heavier than them. And yeah, it's tough, but I try to figure it out and try to make the best out of it.
And a new track on the calendar, Arnhem. Have you raced here before? And what was your thoughts on the track? It was very deep and very, very rough. Probably rougher than what a lot of people thought.
Actually, I never been to here. Like okay. It was my first time on track, and I liked it. It was like I remember Lero watching on TV. Really, really, really tough. Huge bumps. But it was good. We made it happen. Really tough, but it was a good one.
You weren't exactly born on these type of tracks, so is this something you've worked on quite a lot over the last few years especially?
Yeah, actually for sure. Like an Italian, I'm not used to those tracks, but I'm working on it, and I feel pretty confident on it, so it's good.
And plans for next year yet? There's rumours you might be racing the British Championship next year?
still don't know my plans, and let's keep you update as soon as possible, actually.
I'm sure you would like to get your hands on a factory bike because it's very important, I think.
For sure, for sure. As I'm always there with the top guys, with the factory guys, I think I deserve it, and I hope I'm going to get that.
And just on Italy, obviously Carulli's retired now, but yourself doing well in MXGP. There's also Mario Guardini, he's currently injured, but it's looking good for Italians and Adamo in MX2 as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We are like really strong. We are strong, all the three of us. Now Mattia is injured. I don't know when we will come back, but me and Andrea at the moment, we are quite strong. He's leading the championship, so he's the best in 250, and I'm getting step by step there.
And obviously the team isn't announced yet, but I'm sure you'd be excited to represent Italy at the Motocross the Nations. Have you actually raced that event before?
Yeah, for sure. I've done once in Assen 2019, and actually really looking forward to make Italy proud.
Kaz, here at your home round of the MX 250 Championship, I think a little bit of bad luck in the first moto. Aside from that, the riding was very good and getting the podium.
Yeah, for sure. It's a bit mixed emotions for sure, leading the first race, then a problem with the back brake, but still managed the third place, was really good. But then the noise control was too high, so I got docked 5 places. So a bit hard to accept, but I got my head down for race 2, got the race win, so this still got me on the podium, second overall actually. actually, quite surprisingly. But yeah, super happy with second overall. A bit ashamed of the first race, but it was a good weekend overall.
And how did it feel to be leading in the first moto in front of your home fans and in the second one? Fortunately, in the second one, no issues, and you were able to get the job done on that one.
Yeah, it was just incredible. Like, the crowd was amazing, and everyone cheering me on was nice. Also battling with the Dutch guys in front for sure in the first race, and in the second race again battling with Kai. So yeah, it was a nice weekend, I think, for the Dutch fans in the EMX 250.
And also in Sweden, you were able to win there, and obviously could have won this weekend. Two very different conditions, so you must be happy that your rookie season, you're able to show this speed at Hardpack Anzand.
Yeah, like, Sweden was really hardpack on Saturday, and on Sunday with a bit of rain, muddy, but I managed to do really good there, two race wins, so that was just an incredible weekend. Just this you don't get so often, like free practice P1, time practice P1, and winning both races, so that was just incredible.
And how would you reflect on your rookie season so far? Maybe better than expected even, or coming in, did you expect you could win plenty of rounds?
Yeah, it started off quite good already in Riola, and then I got some not the best rounds, let's say. I got some rounds what wasn't the best. Then in Spain I won again. Then Latvia was down again with the DNF also, so that was a bit of a shame. But now the last two rounds were going really good, so yeah, better than expected for sure, yes.
And what's the level like in the EMX 250 compared to the EMX 125 class? Is it tough to make the jump up, or no problem?
Yeah, it's quite tough in the first races, but I think when you are there and just with a good start, you are battling for the top positions. It's quite similar, only the guys are more strong, the pace is a bit more high, and for sure they are more aggressive, but it makes racing also more exciting for sure. It's more nice.
And looking ahead to next year, you've probably got a decision to make: stay in the EMX 250 class and go for the championship, or move up and ride with the best in the world in MX2. Is that something you thought about?
Yeah, for sure. It's not an easy decision for sure, but we are thinking, and at the moment we didn't decide yet what I'm going to do. So soon I will decide. So yeah.
And obviously racing a two-stroke in your rookie season, I'm assuming next year you'll want to be riding a four-stroke to adapt to that bike, because that's what it's all about, especially in MX2.
Yeah, for sure. I want to, next year we are going to ride with the four-stroke. Doesn't matter which bike or which brands, but for sure I'm riding the four-stroke next year to make the step to MX2 or stay in the EMX to prepare for MX2. It's better.
And also, your sister had a good weekend. What was it like cheering her on in pit lane?
Yeah, it was nice. Just the second race, not a great start, but overall she needs to be happy with the third place on the podium. It's just nice in the home round for sure.
And being with the Fantic team, I think you're based in Italy this year. What's it like living in Italy? Learned any Italian language?
Yeah, no, it's nice in Italy for sure. It's a really nice country, and it's not so easy to learn Italian for a Dutch guy, but I'm learning some words, let's say the easy words and the bad words, but still I need to learn more Italian, but it's nice.
Andrea, it's never easy to come here to the Netherlands and take on the Dutch sand specialist, but I think this weekend you showed you can ride the sand, and you must be delighted with the win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel pretty good on the sand, actually. I it's already 3 years I'm here, let's say, in the Netherlands, so I feel really good here. And I did two consistent moto. First moto, I was a bit tight at the beginning, and then I lose up a bit at the end, and I was just a bit short for the win. And the second moto, I was there up in the front, top five. I didn't make any mistake, and I go third. I stay more or less all the moto third, and I passed the last two lap Cas Makkers for take the overall win. And really happy about the weekend. I want to thank everybody, all my team and everybody that make this happen and possible, and thank you.
And you made things pretty difficult with not the best starts, but you're able to stay calm, work your way through the field. I think that's pretty important in the MX, because it can be pretty chaotic out there with a lot of young riders.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's key. You know, in EMX, everybody wants to win really bad. MX2 is a bit more calm. EMX is really a war the first lap. So is key to stay out of trouble, no mistakes, and that's what I did this weekend, and I'm really proud of it.
And obviously a new Dutch track, well, GP track, Arnhem. You've probably raced here before, but what was it like having a GP here? Did you like the track? And I was expecting maybe something similar to Valkenswaard, but I think it was even deeper than Valkenswaard.
Yeah, actually I was expecting not so deep as now, let's say. The sand is really loose, so it's really nice. You can make quite a lot of difference. Just, yeah, if you have a best start, it is a bit tight to pass. But yeah, I like the track and it's really good.
And just on the AMX 250 Championship, obviously coming into the season, you were one of the favourites. A lot of pressure, but you're able to manage the pressure quite well. And so far the season's been very, very good. And what would it mean to you to clinch this championship?
Yeah, you know, I come in this championship and all my team and everybody was a bit counting on me, you know. And I think pressure is a privilege, like my teammates say and like my team manager said. And And that's what I'm doing till now, you know. The pressure is what we decide to do. Is this sport is what I love to do. So, yeah, I think it's just fun and bring home more results as possible.
And next year, do you think you'll be finally making the jump up to MX2 next year, or still waiting to see?
Yeah, I think we will jump for sure in MX2 next year. And yeah, soon we're gonna know something more about it.
And are you looking forward to racing the MX2 World Championship with the best in the world? And do you plan on racing any this year, maybe Italy or somewhere like that, or is the full focus on AMX this year?
Right now, I think we just full focus on the next race, that is Turkey, and then we will see. And yeah, for sure, I want to be already ready to compete in the top five next year in MX2. So I think this year was a good step mentally for me, and really looking forward to next year.